Okay, we're good.
Welcome to Hammer Down!
Dan!
You alright, dude?
That was loud.
Normally is.
Woo!
Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby, Tone!
Aggressive color scheme today. That's Bubba Gumpino.
Good day, Mr. Beige.
Canadian sensation appeared and wandered. I left my blue hat out there, and then the show was starting, so just had to throw one on. Nikki Skates is here.
How we doing? How we doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. All right.
I mean, you had another winner last
night. Yeah, I wanted the Habs first period. I wanted that one.
I mean,
that was plus 280. That was tasty.
Flurry. Part of me thinks they should have had the first period.
Flurry played very well.
That was the only period they could have had because the rest of the game, they were fucking invisible. They stunk. They couldn't even touch the puck.
Yeah. A lot of
don't belong
left.
In the same ice as Vegas.
A lot of series left.
Is that a TK hat?
What's that?
It is a nice hat. I like
is
that.
Is it a TK?
Nixon.
It's a not TK.
Oh, Srixon.
Nixon.
Not your Travis Kelce hat?
Oh, no. True Colors?
True Colors. That looks a lot of those like on the course. Something Travis Kelce would rock. Did I say
Travis who?
Kelce? Travis
yes, you Kelce. Did.
Carry on. Hot start.
How's footy going today?
1-0. We had the little bit of a sweat there. A fucking Portugal scored 3 in 5 minutes, but got that one and got France right now up 1-0.
France looked to be the better side in the first half.
I tell you what, though, like looking, everyone was down on Germany. Looking at their lineup today, man, like
it's good.
Like I think I will take them against Portugal.
Okay.
I think.
What about Hungary?
Hungary?
Yeah.
I think Hungary's dead.
Toni Kroos was fucking...
But Portugal had to win that. Like, if Portugal ties that game, they're done.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Pretty hungry right
How'd
now.
How'd you do in...
Mbappe. Skin him.
Skin him.
Oh!
I don't think you can say that.
He was doing that to the Turkish all on Friday.
You know, skin the Turks?
Skin him.
We are currently... Gumpy is watching the game right now, so he will be absolutely useless during this show. How was baseball last night?
2-3.
What was I, 3-2?
Yeah.
You'll have that.
Yeah.
You'll have one
of those
nights.
I mean, yesterday was just a bad day. I had five winning days in a row, and then yesterday it kind of crashed.
You guys got to adjust because, you know, they're cracking down on the sticky stuff. It's going to affect your bets.
I know. I've looked at it. Hey,
figure out that spin rate.
You look at the pitchers, and they've had the bad last two starts. You got to think, oh, those guys are dead forever.
They're ruining the game.
That would really suck.
On their own accord. I've said this a million times. All it's going to take is a rainy night where a pitcher has no grip and someone's going to catch one in the head or the face and they'll go, well,
you know what?
Here we are.
When we were playing T-ball, I didn't use sticky stuff one time. I threw it just fine over the first base.
Yeah, okay? T-ball. Yeah. This isn't Mickey Mouse, dude. Well,
I'm just saying.
When we played, like, when we were 16, 17, it was around then.
Someone's going to have – I feel bad for the guy. He's just going to have, like, a really bad starter, too, because it's just that time of the year where – and then everyone's going to be like, cheater, he's fucking cheating. Yeah.
That's definitely going to happen. Live line, France, -185 to win. Draw, it's +260.
Ooh.
Germany, +600. Powell, how do you feel? You sticking with France?
Yeah. I'm riding the wave here. Draw no bet at all. Like, this line moved. Germany was the favorite when this game started. Draw no bet at the start of this game for France was -115. I mean, that is good value, my friend.
Absolutely had to take it. Tonight, Ermit, how do you feel your Jazz got fucking blown out again last night, dude?
Not my Jazz at all.
How about the Hawks?
Has anybody heard?
My Hawks won, yeah. Let's go. I was the Hawks last night. I was a huge Hawks fan last night.
I mean, that was wild because they were getting blown out. And then Embiid went, 0-12 in the fourth quarter? Is that what he went?
Yes, he did, and I think he only had like 8 points all night. It was awesome. I loved watching the whole thing.
If the Bucks don't get to the NBA championship this year with what's gone on.
Never will.
Yeah, it's done.
Harden, I guess, is doing his damnedest. Throw a D in there.
It's damnedest. A hamstring, though, dude. You,
is
like,
it D-A-M-N-D-S-D-E-S-T?
No, I don't think so. I think it's damnedest, but I think it sounds cooler if you say damnedest.
Yeah, he's doing his damnedest.
You just can't. It's just like when AD came back, dude.
Yeah, he's going to play for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Someone's going to attack him off the dribble.
It's a hamstring, dude. Like, it takes time.
Well, what if he's got that tape that Carrie Walsh put from her shoulder down.
I had it all, dude. I tore my same quad three times in 1 year. You can't rush it back. Yeah, it stunk.
Maybe you should stretch. What the hell were you doing?
What are you wound tight?
Pretending I was still good at soccer.
Fucking wound a little tight, pal. Tonight. Oh, by the way, Jimmy Harden's doing his best to play. So the line has come down a little bit.
What is it, 4?
No, it's 2.5.
2.5?
Nets plus 2.5. Was it 5 this morning? Is that what you're...
Yeah.
It opened up at -3 for the Bucks and moved all the way to 5 this morning, and then the Harden news came out, and I didn't check it since.
Yeah, it's down to 2.5.
Jesus. Bucks money line might be in play then.
So for the series pricing on that series, Nets are still the dogs, but because of all the how do I want to say this? Because of all the liability that the books have, they are still the favorites to win the championship. So if you know, you got to figure out the odds situation there. Tonight on the ice, Islanders Tampa. I think it was 180 yesterday. It's -190 now for Tampa, +160 for the Isles. The series betting was 110, 110 yesterday. It is still 110, 110. How do you see tonight?
A couple things that concern me when I looked into this a little bit more. The Lightning are 3-3 at home this whole postseason. That's not exactly
spooky.
Great.
No,
for a team that you would assume would take care of things on home ice.
So wait, when the first, because they kind of cruised through the regular season and they went up, what, 2-0 in each series, and then it was, then they gave up game 3 in each series. Were both those game 3s at home?
My memory stinks. The Florida series, I know for sure.
Yeah,
they took both and then came back and lost. I'm not sure about the Carolina series. I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's just the Isles are a great road team, and they're an even better home team. But I think it's going to be very hard to win twice in Tampa Bay.
Oh! Francis should have absolutely had one, but they did not. Go ahead,
my
Nick.
Bad.
Sorry, continue.
No, you're good. That's the French for you. They'll let you down. So I'm going to take Tampa in regulation for -115. I just feel like laying -190 is too much. And I'm also going to jump on the Islanders at +1.5 because I feel
it's going to be a close,
sneaky middle,
close one-goal game.
Wow.
I like that.
The ball's on you.
And I was tempted to go the under two, but it's juiced to 150 already. So, I mean, maybe that might be a game-time decision sprinkle. It's gone under in 7 of Tampa's last 8 games.
Fucking love the middle.
Got a middle. And then I'm also going to look for Tampa in the first period to do to win the first period, because I feel like they're going to come out flying.
Yeah,
they have to. Just how they finished last game, it was just too late.
The Knights are up to -850 to win that series.
Yeah,
the Canadians +550. So if you like the Canadians and want to jump on that, feel free. You do not, Nick. You don't think they have any chance, correct?
No, I think we might see it. This is a gentleman sweep situation. I'm not going to go as far as to say a full sweep, but you know, and maybe I'm giving the Knights the kiss of death right now, but I don't care. I'm going to say it because you sat over there and gloated for weeks now about the abs, the free money. You knew deep down that when this moment came, when they had to go into Vegas and step on that ice and see 18,000 rabid T-Mobile Arena,
they were chanting, "Go Habs, go!"
Wearing their chainmail,
they were chanting, "Go Habs,
they
go!"
Could hang.
We pronounced the Knights dead on this show a week ago. There's a lot of puck left.
There's
to
a
be
lot
played.
Of things that can happen.
Still got to go to Montreal.
Carey Price had like 2 bell saves.
That glove save.
On who? Stoner?
Yeah. Yeah. That was absurd.
Yesterday, this caller, Mike's apartment, had...
I missed Mike. Did he hit? Did
he had the series going 4-2, and he also had last night being 4-2. So he was close. I can't remember who he had to score. Mike, before I answer this phone call, I just want to let you know. It says NHL/MLB/MMA picks. That's a lot. It better be quick or pick your favorite ones. Mike's apartment, what do you got going on?
How you doing, boys? I'll make it quick. If I don't start hitting here, Mike's apartment's going to start becoming Mike's studio apartment. So I got MMA, Dan Ige.
Oh, Dan Ige.
TKO, or KOTKO, plus 440.
Okay. Is this UFC or PFL?
Is this PFL or UFC?
That's UFC.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't fuck with that PFL.
Okay.
tonight, NHL Stamkos.
Oh,
I expect him to score after that
Stammers. Over last night.
Plus 194. And then I don't think a single defenseman on Tampa Bay has scored. I like Sergachev to score tonight at plus 640.
Ooh.
Oh, Gonchar.
And then I hear you boys like dingers, so
we
I got
do like Hayward
here
to
plus 600.
Jason Hayward.
Jason
Hayward.
I mean, he can't hasn't been that. Good in
can't
years.
Have that, Mike. We're on the Mets tonight.
We got Taiwan Walker tonight. Thank you, Mike.
Hi, baby, Mike.
I mean, you think Stammer's getting one tonight?
That's an interesting storyline if he does, because he was benched last game for turning the puck over.
Oh, they always bounce back.
Yeah, but then he got back out there as soon as they got a power play opportunity. I don't mind Stamkos. I like maybe Stamkos and Hedman, because Tampa relies on that power play to get a lot of their goals, and they didn't get anything out of it last game. And Hedman up top, he hasn't scored yet in the playoffs. Could be time for him to hammer one home or set up Stamkos.
We've been saying
that
for a few games.
That's what I mean. Like, he's so good, and he does score a lot. So it's odd to see we've made it through two rounds now, and he hasn't scored yet.
Cameron from West Virginia, what do you got?
This game is wide open.
What's going on, boys?
How you doing, Paul?
Shit.
Oh, good. Hey, so June 26th starts the three most electric weeks in sports, and that would be the Tour de France, my friends.
Oh, the Tour de France.
It's Lansing.
Who's wearing the yellow jersey?
So I'm going to give you some, I think, value picks here.
Okay.
So the Ineos Grenadiers, probably the toughest.
Who?
I don't know. The Ineos Grenadiers, my friends.
Okay.
So they have on their team right now, they have, basically what's predicted to be on their team for the Tour de France. They'll have two Giro d'Italia winners, which is another huge race of the year.
Of course,
And one of the best.
Giro d'Italia.
Yeah. And then a former Tour de France winner. But I'm going to go with, at plus 900, they have a guy, Richard Carapaz.
Oh,
and he has been on incredible form this year.
Okay.
There you go, boys.
All right, thank you. Buddy. Fucking Dick Carapaz, plus 900 Tour de France.
He ain't beating Lance.
I don't know if Lance is in this one.
Did they not cancel it after Lance was done?
Who was that other guy Lance used to run with?
Lochte.
Oh, no. The guy who fucking ratted?
No.
No, like
he had another guy. Like, there was the next guy who was right behind. Like, I forget his name.
Who was the guy who ratted on him? That's scumbag.
Because there was another good American after Lance.
Floyd Landis.
Bingo.
Fucking Floyd.
He had a couple yellow jerseys.
Mike Fierce. Fires.
Mike Fires.
He ratted.
Yeah.
Tony.
Yeah.
Have you heard the news?
Does Germany score here?
You have been unblocked, my friend.
Wow.
Shut the fuck up. What do you mean? I've been unblocked. Oh, no. He's not gonna like what I had to say.
He's gonna block you again.
He's definitely gonna block me again.
I mean, Germany is coming here, dude. This ain't good.
Well, if you think they're coming, Gumpy.
I'm not
plus 260 on the draw.
We gotta catch him on the counter.
Tomorrow
here.
We're middling today.
I can't do it.
Middle Mondays,
fucking
dude.
Right in that sweet spot.
No. Let's go.
This is Middle Mondays.
Just catch him on the counter. Just got to catch him on the counter one time, Mbappe. One time.
Mitt.
Yeah, Tony.
Tonight.
Oh, that's...
Tonight. Tuesday night.
Bucks, he's out, Nets.
Dude.
Nets currently plus 2.5, like we said. Ooh, that dude's dead. Jimmy Harden's going to give it a go. How you feeling about tonight's action?
What do you say, Mitt?
Jimmy Harden's probably going to play like 15 minutes, get like three shots up, make all three of them, and then pull his hamstring.
He's only
going to
shoot three times in 15 minutes?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. But back to what I was saying. I think Kevin Durant's going to have to come through tonight, and I just don't think he's going to have it.
Wow.
I'm going under Kevin Durant, 32.5 points is what it was at. Kevin Durant, kind of my least favorite player.
Why?
I'm an emotional better. He's a snake. He's a cupcake, all that.
Whoa.
Not on this show, dude. You can't say that.
Meh.
You calling someone a cupcake
is...
You can't say that, dude. A snake is one thing.
He's a snake.
Listen, he's going to get his... He's going to be...
Snake.
He's going to live at the free throw line tonight.
Well...
He was calling for fouls all game.
We got Mr.
If
NBA
that's true, then
there.
We know that the NBA is rigged.
Is Connor back there?
Yeah, I was overhearing mid as I was. Okay, there it is. I was overhearing mid as I was picking up phones. I have only one bet tonight. I haven't bet in a long time.
Yeah, I know.
My only bet tonight is Kevin Durant 40 points. Or more. Swear to God, it's the only thing I'm taking. I do think he can carry a team. And this dipshit over here said last episode that Kevin Durant isn't built like that. So I very much think he is. If there was an option to take him to score 50 points, I would take
him. Connor, I agree with you here.
I mean, what was he, 9 for 28 last game? He doesn't miss that many shots. Listen,
P.J. Tucker was basically bear-hugging him the other game.
Yeah.
The whole game. They're not going to let him do that.
He was mugging him. We're back in Brooklyn. I'm taking KD. If Harden plays, I'm probably going to take him to score triple-double because he will.
That's bold move with the injury.
Hey, let's remember.
Remember the
first game that he played when he came back, he only played, 25 minutes?
Yeah.
He had, 20, 10, and 8. So he was right there. He was right on the line. Playoffs, he'll play a little more than 20, I think. Give me Harden triple-double, and give me KD 40 points.
I agree with you 1,000% when he came back that first time. But he came back that first time after, 3 months of rest. Yeah, he's rushing back a little bit more on this one.
Yeah, I honestly wouldn't play him if he's 50-50, because if you're the Nets, you can probably win 6-7 if you got Harden and Durant much more.
I agree. I agree with you 1,000%. Hey, thanks for... putting Mitt in his place there.
Hey, anytime. Someone's got to do it.
You like any, phones. You like any other series? Or?
I like the Suns-Nets finals matchup, if that's still available.
I'm sure it is.
And then I'm probably going to take the Clippers to win the Jazz series, if that is decent value.
Okay, watch saying that, because Jazz fans will attack you.
Yeah, well, Jazz fans stink. Jazz stink. Utah, you know what? Utah stinks too.
Wow. So.
Yes.
Ian from Philly, what do you got?
What's going on, boys? Hammer Don.
How you doing, Hammer Don? Did they just spray water on the back of that dude's head?
I mean, yeah, it was like a fire hose.
Cure his concussion.
Fucking exorcism.
Sorry, Ian, go ahead.
No, you're good. I like Drew Holiday's unders tonight as far as points go. He hasn't, it's a 17.5 on most folks. He hasn't really scored over that this series.
Okay.
And then I'm rolling the dice on P.J. Tucker's over, with hoping he's just going to be on the floor to guard KD.
It's true. I mean, that's
4.5.
That's not
so
bad.
I think that's a corner three and maybe a foul shot. You know,
I don't hate that.
That'll go over.
I don't hate that, thinking P.J. Tucker will be in the game quite a bit. And he is the king of corner threes.
Yeah, he's also going to lock down KD tonight. KD's not having shit.
I just don't know if that's going to happen, Mitt. But if it does, hey, good for you. Let's stay on that subject. Zach from New York, what do you got? Zach. 5, 4.
Zach.
Oh, there you are. Hey, Zach, how you doing?
Sorry, what's going on, boys?
How you doing?
Good, good. I got a couple of bangers tonight.
Bang them home.
For Nets of Bucks. Right. Just to rattle them off, I love the over in this game, over 221. I think there's going to be a lot of points in this game.
Okay.
And I do think for player points, Jesus. Joe Harris got to step it up. Talk about one guy that can come in
Joey
the clutch, just hit bangers all night. I think this guy can do it. Score 15-plus points, plus 108 on FanDuel. That is free money, in my opinion. All the callers, go out and play that. That's going to hit. And, yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Zach. He's fucking hate. Said, hey, callers.
Let's go and hit.
Fucking go out there.
You fucking bet on this now.
And you get it done. Looks like we got some baseball calls here. You're free to go if you would like.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nick.
I mean,
Mark,
let's get some fresh legs out
from
there.
From Cincy, what do you got?
What up, boys?
How you doing?
Good. How y'all doing?
What's
good.
Up, dude?
Hitting the over on Cincinnati, Milwaukee. Both these pitchers are garbage.
Whoa.
Louis used to be a beast last year, but
Louis might be back.
Not there this year. And then I got Reds money line. They're a wagon right now. You can't stop them.
Thank you, Mark. All right, Reds tonight. I'm on them.
Are you?
Cincy -130 first five. I think Luis Castillo is.
You think he's back?
Slightly better right now than Brett Anderson, who has.
Brett Anderson has been bad.
Who has fucking stunk, and the Reds bats are hot. Remember when we did like the first week of the season, and we gave out like some futures on the MLB, and I said Nick Castellanos to win the MVP.
Yeah,
not dead yet, my friend. Brett Anderson's given up 5-3-4-2-2, so he will give up some runs.
Castillo's last three starts have been decent.
So yeah, I am taking Cincy plus, or sorry, just the money line there. Cincy -130 right there. Austin from Chicago, what do you got?
Hammer down.
Hammer down.
Alright, so tonight I got the Mets first five
money line
and the Braves first five money line. Both their pitchers are on the absolute tear right now. So that's my picks.
Thank you.
I'm with you on the Mets.
I'm also on the Mets. Tawan Walker.
I'm not betting against the Red Sox, even though Erod stinks. Tucker Davidson, last two, 11 2/3, zero earned. He has been good. But I ain't betting against my Sox, my friend.
Yeah, for the Mets, Tawan Walker versus Alec Mills, who's an opener. And not even a particularly good opener either. So I'm also on the Mets in that situation. Ryan from Cali, what do you got?
Going on, boys. Hammer down.
Hammer down.
Got a question. You guys like easy money?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say so.
Go ahead and hammer the best team in the National League, the San Francisco Giants. Got the Arizona Diamondbacks. Lost 11 in a row. We got Sammy Long on the mound tonight.
There it is. Oh, yes!
Mr. Posey.
Mbappe!
Tonight, boys.
No, he was off.
Thank you, Ryan.
Oh,
I mean,
that was a fucking snipe, dude.
He's so fucking good. It's unbelievable. He is definitely off.
Yeah,
he's off.
Fuck.
That was game.
He's the best. This France team is fucking awesome, dude. You think it's coming home against this team, pal?
Oh, yeah.
Not a chance.
Germany's been all over him, dude.
Did you have the Giants? Anything on the Giants tonight?
I didn't see a starter for the Diamondbacks when I was looking at this.
Let's see here. It's still undecided.
Yeah.
Zach Little's going for the Giants.
He's an opener as well.
So I stayed away from that one. I assume you did as well.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Let's go to Sean from Colorado. We got a lot of MLB picks coming in, which is great because we hadn't talked about it yet. Sean, go.
Hammer down. Hey, boys, I got two picks tonight. Okay. I got Taijuan Walker over 5.5 strikeouts.
Mm-hmm. Like it.
And then I got Frankie Montez over 5.5 strikeouts.
Hell okay. Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about that game real quick.
You ready to go to war, my friend?
Oh, are we going against each other here?
You
go against
my Athletics right now. You go to war, my friend.
I have the Angels plus a half, first five, -144. I think that Andrew Heaney.
He's been good.
He has. He's given up 1-1 in his last two starts.
Yep.
Six innings each time. And on the other hand, Montas has not been as good. So, and I like the LA's bats is always good against the righties. So I'm taking the Angels in the half plus a half.
Yeah, I'm riding the Athletics.
Just because they've been great?
Yeah, they're hot. They've been good to me, especially at home.
Christian from Denver, what do you got in the MLB?
Hey, boys, hammer down.
Hammer down.
Hey, so I got a couple picks tonight. We'll see what you boys think.
Okay.
Got first half Mets, minus a half.
We're both on that.
Plus 106. Got Taijuan versus Alec Mills.
Yep.
Johnny Mills.
We're both on that
one. Mills kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then I have Sox minus a half, first five.
Which Sox?
Got Dallas Keuchel.
Yep. Okay.
Braves are significantly worse hitting against left-handed pitching, so that's why I went there. Mm-hmm. And they got a McClanahan, never really hurt him.
Yep.
And then I've got the Reds minus a half.
Oof.
First half.
Minus.
Got Castillo going. He's been a little shaky, but he's had a good couple starts in a row.
Yep, agreed.
I forgot who the Brewers got, but he looks like a spot starter.
No. Okay. Nice. Thank you, Christian. Good guy, Christian.
Yeah. I wouldn't lay minus. I just don't like laying minus half when you don't need to. Like White Sox are minus 110. Oh, they're bringing on Jesus.
The only thing I would say, Christian, is, you know, I don't know if you were listening to the show the whole time or not, but a few of those games we had already talked about for the exact same reasons that you were talking about. The only one that we didn't talk about, I can't remember off the top of my head now because I have CTE and not sure.
I mean, France got to get some fresh legs out there. Make a sub.
Derek from Iowa.
How's it going?
How you doing, Derek?
Good. So, for some of the picks I have going on, it's a lot of the overs for the first five.
Ooh, okay. The
crackdown on the foreign substance stuff.
True.
I'm taking the over 4.5 for the Reds in Milwaukee.
Okay.
Over 4.5 for Pittsburgh and Washington. Nope. And then over 5.5 for San Diego and Colorado.
Oh, interesting. I mean, that's Yu's not a bad pitcher, but I think Chichi Rodriguez is going for Colorado.
Yeah, he's been very
bad. I think
it
was minus 245 to the Padres. I assume you're staying off that one.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Ari from Maryland, last call before we go to our guest for the day. What do you got?
Hammer Don.
All right, I got Yu Darvish, 5Ks, and Padres to win at almost even money, minus 113. It's too juicy at minus 250.
Yeah.
He said 5Ks in 12 of his 13 starts.
I think that's good. I like that.
You got to do it.
Fair play.
Thank you, Ari. Appreciate it. I like when we got callers who, you know, they definitely, he knows, like, hey, 250 money line's way too juicy, but if you fucking parlay that with you going over 5.5, which most likely, hopefully, will happen for the Padres, then you go with that. Let's see here. Live line on France and Germany right now. Still minus 240 on France, plus 1,000 on Germany. Draws at plus 270. You sticking with France right now?
Yeah, I'm riding this one out till it's over.
Antoine Griezmann's one of my favorite players of all time.
I'm not big on him.
Why?
I don't know. Just doesn't do it for me.
He does it for me. You making that call, Jay? Appreciate it. Thank you. Let's
get some possession here. Nick the ball around.
Did you see the boost on this one? Was what was it, over 3?
Yeah, you can't.
I'm staying away from that.
Any over in this tournament right now is a dangerous bet.
I wonder if Nick knows. Tampa to win game 2 in regulation, which I believe he was looking for anyways. Boost from minus 115 to plus 120.
That is good value.
I don't hate that. Both Italy and Turkey to win.
No.
Because Turkey has
Wales,
and you're taking Wales.
I'm back. I'm going Wales. Double chance. I mean, they had no business tying that last game, but
they did not.
I didn't see anything. Unless Italy is that good, I did not see anything from this Turkey team that makes me think that they are better than Wales.
Okay, let's switch gears a little bit. It's U.S. Open week out at Torrey Pines out in California. We decided, you know, since it is an open, since it is a major tournament, we'll probably have a couple golf guests on this week. First one, friend of the show, David Barnett, is golf handicapper with @tour_junkies on Instagram. And I believe same thing on Twitter. Welcome back to Hammer Down, Dave.
What up, boys? Thanks for having me.
Son of a bitch, dude.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. I'm living my best life right here.
Is that your house?
No, it's somebody's house.
Okay. Are you out in California? Because I know you travel around with the tournament a little bit.
I am not. I don't want to go to California anytime soon. I'm in the lovely state of South Carolina in Isle of Palms, right outside of Charleston.
Were you at the Palmetto Open last
week? We were at the tournament I don't want to talk about, dude. What a shit show that was. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, it absolutely was. All right, so we got U.S. Open tees off on Thursday. I know Brooks has been incredible in U.S. Opens over the last few years. You better not have fucking cracked a drink in my face. I'll fucking be pissed.
Handed a drink and cracked it.
Bryson won it last year. What are your early takeaways for U.S. Open? What are you looking at Torrey?
All right, so we had 20-year PGA Tour caddy Paul Tesori on our podcast earlier this week. And he said something that was very interesting. This Torrey's going to be different than Wingfoot last year. Wingfoot, he said there's a lot of dog legs. They grew the rough up, all this stuff. It played into the hands of the bombers, right?
Yeah.
This week with Torrey Pines, he said everything's straight out in front of you, which means the run out in the fairways will help the shorter hitters. and what he suspects is going to happen, because the USGA doesn't want Bryson bombing gouge like they got at Wingfoot, okay? Yeah. What he said is probably going to happen is they're going to grow the rough up the further down the fairway you go, outside of the fairway in the rough, right?
Yeah.
So the longer you hit it, if you miss, the longer the rough is going to be than if you're a short, you know, short knocker.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just, you kind of barely miss it. So the USGA does not want this to be a Bryson bombing gouge show. So I think that brings a lot of different players into the fold. You don't have to be a long hitter like we saw at Wingfoot. But you know it's going to play tough. I mean, the USGA wants this thing to play tough. In 2008, when they had the U.S. Open here at Torrey, the winning score was 1-under. That's what got Tiger and Rocco. So you need grinders. You need ball strikers, guys who are going to get up and down. These are small greens, so everybody's going to miss greens. Everybody's going to miss fairways. And you need people in form.
Okay.
Because I think the last 8 out of 10 winners here have come in with, you know, top 12s or top 15s in their previous 3 starts.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't come here and try to find your game. That just can't happen.
So who are we looking at? Let's start with some. I know you're a big fan of long shots. Let's start with the long shots.
I am. Oh, you want to start there, huh?
Yeah. I love starting with the long shots.
Okay. All right. Let me give you I like really long shots here. Max Homa is 110 to 1. Mm. He won the Genesis earlier this year. A breakout victory for Max. The Genesis is in California. He's a California boy. Very familiar with these Poana greens. You know, if you don't know, Poana green surfaces out on the West Coast are very weird. You got to have the right mentality about Poana. Okay. They're frustrating, right? So he's got to win, and the Genesis is a strong field. This is no cupcake field like we saw at Palmetto.
Yeah.
So Max Homa at 110 to 1, I like him a lot. And my boy Siwoo Kim, I call him my South Korean prince, okay? Siwoo Kim is a damn legend, okay? I got some stories I can tell you boys offline about Siwoo. But he's won the Players' Championship, which is the strongest field in golf.
Yeah.
He just won not too long earlier this year. He loves – he's kind of like South Korean Brooks. He just gets up for the big tournament.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He hits it a long way. Irons are good. Approach around the green game is fantastic. He is 170 to 1 on FanDuel right now.
Ooh,
that's criminal.
Yes.
That's criminal for Siwoo. He doesn't care, dude. He'll come up on this field and just murder all of them and not care. There's guys that are going to cower to this place.
Mm-hmm.
Not Siwoo.
Okay.
So I like those bombs.
All right. So now let's go to some of the shorter guys, some of the shorter numbers. Who are we looking at there?
All right. If we're talking top of the board, I mean, yeah, you're right. You know me, Diggs. I don't like the real, you know, I'm not going to get a real
jockey.
I'm not going to get hard in the middle over a guy at 12 to 1.
No.
I'm just not.
No.
But Colin Morikawa at 20 to 1, another California kid, major champion winner. His iron play is
lights
I'm
out.
Sure your boy Cutmaker Jeff. I know he loves Colin Morikawa. He sleeps with a poster of Morikawa on his roof.
Yeah, he's friend of the show. Morikawa's been
That's right. He is friend of the show.
Yeah.
I mean, incredible iron. What he's doing with his irons is unbelievable right now. So Morikawa at 20 to 1. 20 is just a number. You look at a guy like that and go, "Yeah, I can't pass on on FanDuel." And I'm a big fan of Patrick Cantlay at 25 to 1, another California boy. Just won the Memorial, although it's a little weird because John Rahm got called off the golf course after 3 rounds. But he got it done.
And he loves playing. He plays much better on the West Coast.
Loves the West Coast. Tremendous ball striker. Found some form at the PGA. Going into the PGA, he had 4 straight missed cuts. He hits the PGA, finishes top 23, I think. Tremendous ball striker. Very comfortable on Poen and Cali. Probably played Torrey a bunch. So I think Patrick Cantlay at 25 to 1. He's a killer. You need a guy that's going to be a killer down the stretch on Sunday, so I like him.
Time out for 1 second, because we have the Euros on right now, and was that a foul in the box? Or?
I mean, that looked like a tackle from behind to me, but I could be wrong. Wait for another view. God damn.
Dave, are you looking? Do you do DFS at all? Are you looking at anything there?
Oh, yeah, dude. I love some DFS.
Okay.
Now, I got to be honest. I don't have FanDuel prices in front of me, but yeah.
No, that's fine. You don't have to give out prices. Just some guys that you like there, possibly in your lineup.
Well, I mean, I like the guys I mentioned. I'll tell you a name.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Did he pause fully?
Oh, no.
Did you fucking float too far away from the Wi-Fi?
Lose me?
Are you back? I can hear you a little bit.
You got me?
Yeah, you're good. Me? Yeah.
Oh, whew, man. All right. I think Justin Thomas is a name, a big shot that's getting overlooked.
Okay.
He's not had the best form. He could be one of those low-owned studs that pops for you. We know he's got a tremendous U.S. Open record. From what I'm seeing in the DFS streets, right, you got to look at ownership. You got to look at guys who can come in and not, you're just not eating a bunch of chalk. So I think JT is an interesting name up top. I love Jason Kokrak.
Yep.
He just come off a win. He's hitting the ball a long way. Great ball striker. I think he's a great DFS play. And Shane Lowry is another one that I really like. I'm going to bet Lowry as well. There aren't too many guys hitting it as well as him and scrambling as well as him.
Yeah.
Playing well in the majors. He's an open champion. Shane Lowry is a very sneaky name here. I think he's around 50 or 60 to 1, too, on the sports book. So I like him.
Hey, anything else you got? Any little tidbits? Anything you want to get off your chest before we let you out of here today?
Yeah, so if your folks are interested in first-round leader bets, which I am,
yes, we are.
Another one of the things that Paul Tesori talked about, that our caddy friend, is the greens, the Polo greens in the morning.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to look at a first-round leader that's going off very early on Thursday morning, they're going to get the freshest, purest POA that you can get, which is going to be much easier to putt on, much easier to go low on. So if you want to look at a first-round leader bet, or if you play showdowns in DFS on Thursday, I think that's going to be something interesting. And I do think with all the Bryson Brooks drama that's going on, I think you got to pick a side in the matchup. I think FanDuel's got the matchup up there.
Yeah.
I am all in on Brooks as a dog to Bryson at minus 108. Bryson's minus 118. Brooks is there to just rip his head off and shit down his throat.
I know.
He just is. So I think it's coming. Brooks didn't give a rip about the tournament that we're not going to talk about last week.
I agree.
Did not care.
No, he did not. And I took him actually to miss the cut. Hey, man, we can't thank you enough. Go check out at Tour_Junkies on Instagram and the show. It's incredible. Good luck this week, and we can't thank you enough, man.
Hammer Don.
That's 10 times out of 10, that's a penalty. You can't go through the back of a fucking guy to get the ball.
I know.
We don't even got a VAR check.
I know. Fucking I know, pal.
Kind of seems like they're letting him play both ways, though, a little bit.
They are letting him play a little bit.
Not in the box, Jay.
Fucking swallowed the
whistle.
Not
in the box, Jay. Everywhere else is fine, just not in the box.
He talked about Cutmaker a little bit there. I know Cutmaker also likes Kokrak and Morikawa, so those are two guys that I'll probably look at this week if Tour Junkies like them as well. Guy was showing off. Showing off in the pool.
He's always showing off.
He is always showing
off.
Was he
in a cart last time?
Always good information, though, because they do have some good contacts on tour. So that'll be coming on Thursday. You want to roll through, I think, let's see here. Oh, we do. We got one more call, and then we'll run through a little bit of baseball.
Yeah, I got eight plays tonight.
Yeah, and then we'll figure this thing out. Sean from Jersey's got a six-leg parlay. I don't want any explanations on any of your plays. Just give me all six legs.
Hey, hammer down, boys.
Hammer down, Sean.
Hey, I got a six-leg baseball parlay. I just wanted to see what you guys think.
Roll through it. Let's go.
I have Miami, the Marlins, first half money line.
Okay.
I have the Yankees plus a half.
Okay.
First half. I have the Red Sox, first half money line.
Okay.
Dangerous,
the man. Tigers plus a half, first half.
Yep.
Rays plus a half, first half,
nope.
And the Reds first half money line.
Thanks, Sean. I appreciate it. That'll be a good. Let's roll through those because I wrote them down. First one is the Marlins. I am on the Marlins.
Yeah, I took this plus a half this morning.
What'd you get plus a half at?
It was minus 130.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah, I kind of waited for it because it felt like it was going that way. But I would still, I mean, Rodgers for the Marlins has been very good.
I took Miami money line, my first five money line, minus 110 with Trevor Rodgers, just because.
Kim's last two, he's gone eight innings and seven earned. He hasn't been great.
Cardinals are struggling a little bit.
Yeah, they're missing, what's his name? Ozuna must be done, huh?
Yeah.
He had that.
That thing.
Incident.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
But I am on the Marlins money line, minus 110, first five, and you got them at plus a half, so fucking good for you. The Yankees, I stayed away from.
Yeah, I didn't touch that one just because.
Both the pitchers are pretty even.
Yeah, Montgomery's been better, but Ryu is not bad either.
And no,
the way the Jays are going, I mean, They only scored one run last night against the Sox. I don't see them going back-to-back games, not mashing the way they've been
playing. The Jays' bats are very, very dangerous. The Red Sox, Erod versus Tucker Davidson for Atlanta, I just stayed away.
I wouldn't bet on Erod's got a 6.03 ERA. Like, if it wasn't for the Sox mashing, this guy would not be 5-4. So I wouldn't touch that one personally.
Another one that I stayed away from because I didn't like it, but I think you're taking is also the Tigers, correct?
I mean, I will go down with the Miz, my friend. This guy, 8 straight starts, at least 5 innings, giving up 3 earned or less. Miners last 2, though, he has gone 7. Looks like he's starting to find it, but I'll take +0.5 with the Miz.
He was on Tampa. I'm on the White Sox.
I am also on the White Sox.
I don't love it.
I do. McClanahan has kind of hit a bump in the road here. His last 2, he's only gone 6 1/3 with 7 earned.
Is he on? Is he on?
Lay it off. Benzema!
Fucking Benzema. First match back. Gets one. I think someone in this office took him to score a goal.
He was +160. Ty did. Ty asked about it.
Yeah, that's who it was. Ty asked about it earlier today. I wonder if he took it.
First game back.
Is he on? Were they on? Fuck. Is he on, right?
Oh, yeah. Don't do it. Don't do it.
That's going to be close, pal.
That's a good slot, too. Nice lay. I love a good layoff like that when Absolutely, a guy doesn't dude. Go for goal. Just take the fucking...
Well, I mean, when he's that fucking wide open.
Yeah, you have to.
Are they going to look at it?
Nah. Don't fucking do this. 2-on-2? Come on.
It was close. You know
it was close. Very fucking close. I'm waiting for those lines to show up. Oh, no.
There it is.
Offside?
No, they're looking at it. Or no, they...
Offside.
Oh.
Jesus.
It's going to be a sweat till the end, pal. It's going to be a sweat till the end. I got no idea what we're fucking talking about there. Can we
even fucking show the
line?
Anything to show that it was actually offside?
You would think they will at some point here. What were we talking about there? I don't fucking know.
McClanahan.
Oh, yeah.
He's hit a bit of a bump in the road, and Keuchel, his last 2, has gone 12-3 earned. Can we not see a line that was offside?
You think he was off?
What about the penalty? The guy went through the back.
If he was off or not, finally something good happens. You're yelling, they're yelling, we're dancing. Guess what? Doesn't count.
Did Too Ty much take fun. Benzema fucking to score?
Get it out of there, dude.
The penalty, the guy went through the back of him, like, and we didn't even have a look at it. Germany's going to tie this
thing. Hey, I know you were huge on Mbappe last time he played, but he is still fucking just as good as advertised.
Fuck. He's fast. Speed kills matchups. Mbappe's faster than everybody. They took him out from behind, too. I got a bunch of people on the internet telling me, it's a clean tackle.
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't a clean tackle.
No, you can't. This is literally the first rule in soccer. You can't go through the back of somebody, even if you get the ball.
He went through, by the way.
Yeah.
Through the in between the legs.
What'd you say? Did you tweet out, hey, fucking, where's the PK?
Well, I said Mbappe got murdered there. They just let it go. Jeez.
France hasn't even made a sub. They're just rolling the guns the whole game, huh?
So Benzema started?
Yeah. And Mbappe up top.
The big guns are a fucking. They're out there.
Bjorn Werner, I mean, he didn't even say go Germany today, did he?
No, he didn't.
I mean, can we see that was at least offside at some point, or are we just going to carry on?
It seems like everybody's just carrying on.
Seems like we're just fucking...
You've got to have faith in the VAR there, fella.
Another reason why the sport stinks, dude.
This is a worrisome spot for... Look at how open that side of that goal
19
is.
Lefty, go top.
Hugo Lloris.
Oh!
Listen, Hugo Lloris, this is not his fucking first go-around, dude.
Lloris has been prone to...
No. Not
a couple squeak
in. Not fucking international play.
The goalie?
Yeah, he plays for Tottenham.
Here it is.
Yeah, I guess, huh?
He's off.
Fuck.
Can't do it. Got to live by the rules. But they should have called that. I mean, that was pretty clear. Don't let us celebrate and have this fake happy
time.
Well,
that's they changed the rule now so they don't set the linesmen up to be sacrificed.
What other sport? It's like refs in the NFL don't blow the whistle. Let the review check the fumble and shit like that.
On the throw fumble.
They're not even bringing Giroux on now. Giroux started all this shit. Now they won't even sub him on.
Ref's socks are the same color as my tank top.
They are. It is exactly the same.
Exactly. I mean, they're exactly the same. I chose to dress up like a ref today, you know, just out of respect.
Good look.
Who's this guy? Voland.
Germany's feels like Germany's made 10 subs.
Smart. What is it, three still?
No, it's five.
It used to be COVID three,
changed
right?
Yeah, last year. COVID changed it.
Is that going to be forever? Hopefully they keep that forever.
I like that, so. Actually.
Because it keeps more players on the bench, too.
Everybody knows there's TV down here, right?
Yeah.
You guys explained that?
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
All right, good.
You can see the window, too, if you're watching.
Cool setup.
Actually,
what did Jay say?
I found it. What did you say, Jay?
You can see it in the window if you're watching, too. Look at the screen. A little bit above Pat's head.
Oh, I guess you can a little bit.
Right here?
Yeah.
You can see the players moving just a tad.
Oh, yeah, you can. You can see the field.
Last week on Friday when we went live after your show, it was our biggest show of the week, so it went over well.
The watch along?
Yeah.
Here we go.
This Friday.
And this Friday, England's on right
England,
after your
Scotland.
Show.
Oh, let's go.
That's a battle, dude. A lot of Scottish in my mentions.
What are you guys going to do? You guys should do some, let's do some giveaways for that thing, too.
Oh, okay.
A couple Oculi, maybe? What do you want to give away?
Ooh. Let's talk about it. Let's,
big Friday celebration. Watch like along it. With the Hammer Down Boys. I like boys. It. Who is it, England who?
Scotland.
Maybe get a boost on that thing, too. Why don't you get a boost with FanDuel?
England money line. Crank it up, boys.
Okay. So why don't you do that? So who are we betting? We're betting England money line?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make a massive bet.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that line out yet?
Yeah. Not that'll affect how you guys watch along, but...
No, it will.
Gumpy's decision.
No, it will. Last week when you guys were still on the fucking horn.
Nah, you can't leave England's minus 350 money line.
Well, they went last week. Italy was minus 2 something, and they did it when it took it to even money. So even if you can take England to minus 110 or something, not minus 110. Minus
the under, right, is the bet though for all these games, right?
First half, it's so far. First half, and then
that would be a good watch along bet, right?
Like I would do like a game like that. I would do England and then under 3.5.
Okay, so how about this? You guys have a first half bet of some sort. Okay. Boost it. If it hits, you each get $5,000. Okay. If it doesn't, clean in the office.
Deal.
All right, so that's what we'll do. What's going to be the first half?
We got to think about it. We got to talk about it.
I mean, $5,000 on the line. It's a pretty big deal.
I mean, you know what I'm doing.
What?
It's England money line.
First half?
Yeah.
That would have to be your bet too, then, right?
Is that the same thing?
Unless you got
in him, I trust.
What about Jay and Mick Becker?
England is minus 130 for halftime result.
Okay, so I'm going to have to put more than 10 on it, I guess. What is that? Like 15 I'm going to have to put at minus 130 to even see a dollar on the other side of this thing after you pigs taking the money.
This was not our idea.
Yeah, it was. I heard you guys. You guys were conspiracy against it. All right, so I'll bet. That's what I'll do. I'll put $15,000 on that one. And then whatever's won will go to the Hammer Down show, and whatever's lost,
I don't want to turn you against England though. If this goes sideways,
I ain't gonna watch any of these games, and I've been against England since 1776, dude. So don't you worry about. I watched the Crown. I kind of come back around, but if not, you guys got to clean the office.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Mitt's also a pretty big part of that. He'll do that as well. All right, so that's what we'll do. That'll be the bet for the watch along. That'll be awesome. I'm excited for that now.
Yeah.
I won't be able to watch it because I'm doing stuff.
What time do you normally head over there?
I mean, I guess I could watch. What's it start? 3?
Yeah.
So we'll keep it on. We'll do, I'll watch. I won't be a part of it. I'll eat. I eat and shower normally.
Oh, okay.
But we'll.
Oh, yeah, because that's your fasting time.
Yeah, but then I'll pop on. I'll pop on at halftime for the celebration from the house on it, whether or not we're celebrating or.
Oh, we're celebrating.
You guys are cleaning the goddamn.
We're scrubbing toilets.
Yeah, scrubbing toilets. You guys are cool with that, huh? You like that bet enough?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
First half, England money line. Who are they playing against?
Scotland.
Let's go, dude.
Minus 130.
Let's go, man.
What was it? 0-0 against Croatia first half, right?
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, they got it against the Scots. Coming home, pal.
You'd have to think. Cagey affairs, my friend.
This game, I mean.
But it's game two.
Yeah. Unless you want to go on an undertone.
Absolutely not.
I do not like betting first half unders. Let's get this game over with here. Take the France win.
Good friend Nigel's at this game, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think he is.
It's all boozed up again.
Or maybe he's just watching a game from a pub somewhere. Probably that. No corner. Goal kick. Getting drained a minute and a half here.
Wrap it up,
boys. Is this Do you know where this one's at, actually?
This Germany, is Munich.
Oh, yeah, so he's not there.
It's in Bayern Munich Stadium, I do believe. I've been there a couple times. No big deal.
How close was this? Yeah, I guess, huh?
It's pretty close, but he was off.
Mbappe, that guy is
How do they not have a camera just sliding down with the back line?
The booger mobile.
Exactly, but they can put that on a stadium, I think, on like the
yeah, they put on a string
ring or whatever.
He is so fast, dude.
Mbappe?
Well, yeah.
Well, Pat, why don't we have a camera down the fucking goal line? A fixed one. One that doesn't have to do anything.
They got Dembele just coming off the bench in the 94th.
Yeah, they're stacked, dude. This French squad is stacked.
He hasn't really worked out at Barcelona.
Well.
Nice to get him out of there.
Where is he coming? To the pool.
We need a player.
So baseball bets. I got the Mets first five. Cincy first five money line. Same for the Mets there. White Sox first five money line. Texas, we didn't talk about this. We got them at +1.5 this morning.
Yeah, as soon as first I saw five. This with Kyle Gibson.
You sure? Right. Are you just going down or?
It's coming home, yeah. $15,000. All right. You guys get the winnings of that for the whole show?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now you got to clean the office.
Absolutely. Deal. It's a good deal, boss. It's a good deal. A lot of pressure on the boys to fucking bring it home now.
There wasn't already.
There's a lot of pressure on the boys to bring it home. Mate, you cool with that? Didn't even ask you guys back there.
I mean, I know nothing about soccer, so yeah, I'm cool with it. It's coming home, Gumpy, right? Let's sing it.
Yep. Jay, how do you feel about it?
Sure. Sounds good to me.
It's the ultimate homer bet.
The worst thing.
I mean, there's no other way to bet that game. Like, what are you gonna take?
No, you're not taking Scotland.
Scotland plus a half after they just lost to Czech.
Fuck no. Texas plus a half. We got +1.5. We got it this morning. It's +0.5 now.
Yeah, this is insane with Gibson going.
Gibson's been great.
McCullers just coming back from injury.
Hasn't
too.
Pitched in 3 weeks, so I like that one. Took Miami. First five money line, and I took the Angels +0.5 first five.
Fair play.
You?
Cleveland money line. This is a strictly fade Matt Harvey situation.
Yeah, I almost, but I didn't know the guy who was pitching for Cleveland.
Yeah, me neither, really. He's kind of an opener, hasn't been great, but Harvey is on another level right now. Mets first five money line. Tigers +0.5 with the Miz. Rangers +1.5. White Sox money line with Keuchel. Marlins +0.5 with Rodgers, Athletics money line, and then I'm going back to the Chris Flexen well.
Oh, I knew it.
Mariners +0.5 against the Twins.
All right. I don't care about anything now except for fucking England on Friday. So.
Oh, man. And I was nervous before. Now, this is really something. I mean, they came out hot first half against Croatia. Scotland could be fired up. Scrappy bunch. Oh, put it away.
Oh. Nope. All right. Anything else that we forgot?
Oh, tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Euro tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Euros. Taking Wales, double chance.
Okay.
And then I'm going back to Italy, money line for sure.
Nothing in Finland and Russia?
I don't think so. I mean, I would... Russia in a bit of a bounce back spot.
Italy's only -165.
Yeah, so I like Italy over Switzerland, and then Wales double chance against Turkey. And then I'm not going to take Russia at -155 money line. If anything, I would even
don't you say Finns, are you?
I mean, they beat
Wales.
It was a bit of a situation. They beat Denmark.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, Finland double chance is +110, but I ain't doing it. No. Nope.
Okay.
Just the two games tomorrow.
Okay. We'll be back same time tomorrow, same place, youtube.com/hammerdon.
Don.
Rollover's up to 1,500, I think.
1,500.
I'll look at that. Or no, maybe 1,250. I'll look at that right now and I'll tweet it out. That is a 10-team parlay, -130 or worse odds. No screenshots. Type it out on Twitter.
There it
reply
is.
To our tweet. Good win, pal.
Well done, France.
2-0 today.
Yes, sir.
Takes you to 8-3 on the tourney.
Yes, sir.
I hit my first parlay of the tournament today on that one.
Now we go.
Now we go. Can't thank you guys enough. At Hammered Down on Twitter and Instagram. We'll try to figure out a giveaway, too, for Friday.
We can do some merch, too.
Could, but we could also do... I'll talk about it with Pat before I say it out loud, but maybe one of the... I'll talk about it.
All right.
I'll talk about it.
All right.
Maybe something for the listeners out of there, out of that little bet. Something to think about.
Think about it.
Can't thank you guys enough. We'll be back tomorrow, 4 o'clock, right here. Hammer
Dad.